Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We got so much to thank the Lord for tonight. Just thank Him for His lovingness, for loving us so much that He crossed to save us from our sins. I thank Him for healing us when we need healing. He's just everything that we would ever want. I want everybody to come in tonight and feel welcome. We thank everybody for coming in, tuning in with us, and joining in to have a good Holy Ghost-filled service tonight. We just want everybody to reach out to God. You know, He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And we just want everybody to just reach out to the Lord for their needs. And when you do that, He's going to come on the scene and He's going to hear and answer our prayers. And I just want to thank the Lord for the ones that have been praying for the broadcast, the ones that pray for us every week. We couldn't do it without you. And I just want to say that I want everybody to pray for Dora tonight and for Ann Hagen's daughter. She's on hospice, and if the Lord don't give her a miracle, she's not going to be around here much longer. So just remember her in your prayers tonight, and also remember her mom. She's been real sick, and she's been trying to help take care of her, too. So remember all of this and be praying for it. And we just want everybody to feel free to put your prayer requests and your praise reports in the comments, the ones listening by Facebook. Just put them in there and we'll see them and we'll pray over the needs and we'll see what the Lord said for you. Our subject tonight is coming out of Psalms 95. I'm going to start in verse 6, but it's coming out of verse 8. It's we're talking about harden not your heart. I'm going to start in verse 6, Psalms 95, 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear it in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Amen.
And I was just thinking about a person with a hardened heart. They're full of hate, envy, strife. They don't have no love. They don't have the love of God in their heart. And therefore, they cannot love. But if you're born again and have the Spirit of God in you, the Bible says God is love, and we're to love with a pure heart. And if we have the love of God in us, you know, whenever we get saved, God takes that old stony heart out of us, that old hardened heart, and he puts a heart of flesh in us, and we'll be pure and clean and holy and righteous in our hearts before the Lord, and we'll have the love of God in us. We'll love all of our enemies, those that persecute us, those that talk about us. So that's what our subject is on tonight. And I'm going to read Exodus 36. Let me get over here to it. Verse 26 through 28. Bear with me just a minute as I find it here. Okay, Exodus 36, 26. No, let me see. I think Tim gave me the wrong one.
Sorry.
Anyways, no, it's Ezekiel. Excuse me, it's Ezekiel.
Yeah, it is Ezekiel.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it right here in a minute.
I was hollering from one room to the other trying to tell her, and it was Ezekiel instead of Isaiah.
Okay. All right, it's the Lord anyways. Okay. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Says, a new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Amen.
And I just thank God that when we give the Lord our hearts, that we become a new creature in the Lord, that all the old things are passed away, all the stony heart, the hardened heart, all the envy, strife, hate, all that is gone. And the pure love of God is put in our hearts. And I just thank God for that. We're going to get over here and we're going to sing a few songs to just worship the Lord with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. It was that amazing grace that saved us when we got saved. I just thank God for saving my soul, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
Amazing grace, the sweet sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. What fun that now I see. What a grace that taught my heart to do and break my fears to leave. How precious is the grace of him, the hour of mercy me. Through many dangers, cold and thin, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe and far, and grace will lead me home. Through many dangers, cold and thin, but shining as the sun. He's always safe to speak of praise, and when we first begun,
God. My Jesus said before he went away. way. I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with him to the land where angels cross, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn about the power and give him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way to be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust the power and give him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Is your name, Lord?
Crystallized, wrecked by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being a shot and lie, we're just doing right in our own eyes. As Christians, we're not doing our part, we're just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. We're not praying and changing our hearts, we're just getting used to the dark. Sin's all around us, yet we don't think the world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened from sin or man. Walk with my brother a helping hand. If I'm in trouble, we'll little spark instead of getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. Just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. Just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped a man. They take prayer out of school. And all is still our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from their side. But one question I'd like to ask them, what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me?
He's the way, the truth. I'm not holding where I should go. I'm searching out with all my life. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange living the way I do. Different from this world at a step. Oh, how to roll. Call me crazy or insane and tell me I'm not right. But one question I want to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Oh, can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm drinking up with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Okay, I don't know what that song that Mom was wanting me to do. She said it was, she was trying to tell me what it was, and I don't know what it is.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
We'll just go ahead and get into this, and he can, I'll give it to him later. I can't remember the name of it, but we'll get it later there. 205, come on in and tell us where you are and who you are.
Yes, Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
You know, I was thinking about this. He got that song started it. What's wrong with living right? And people what's wrong with it, I tell you what. They've come up with every excuse known to man. Why bunch of hypocrites. All the church is wrong. My professor at college told me that was this crazy talk. I should be, let me tell you something. There ain't never been but one truth. And Jesus is the one that told me. It's the Word of God. And if you look at the Word of God itself out throughout the centuries, praise God, when it predicted something, it happened. And now it's predicted all this stuff would be happening to Israel at the very last days. Now, I ain't talking about just being in the last days. I'm talking about right before Jesus returns, that all this would be happening in Israel. Look around, people. It ain't Hamas that needs pity. Glory to God. But it's all the ones that don't know God. Everywhere, everybody. The ones that's falling for what they've been told in college. Oh, you got to have pity on Hamas. Israel's been so mean to Israel's had tried everything in the world to make peace with them, offered to give them land, offered to do everything for them. And they just say, no, we want you dead. We want you dead. And then you still say, oh, let's get out and let's go do what the professors told us. Let's go out and just make mobs in the streets and protest for Hamas murdering scum that ain't worth living on this earth, and that's who they got their flag up flying. I got news for you. Praise God. Israel, the chosen people of God, don't go against them because you're going against yourself. And if it does nothing else, now open it. One person, one college kid gets turned around by the message we got tonight because we're talking about how it was, glory to God, praise the Lord, when Israel was brought out of the land of Egypt being slaves, and God freed them and brought them out, brought them into the promised land. Well, he didn't promise it to Amos. He promised it to Israel to be their heritage. That's where they would live. And all that, that's so many, 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 many years ago. And yet, today they're still fighting over Israel's land. And you know what? Israel ain't never been beat. And they're not going to be completely whipped this time if everybody jumps on them, because Israel has somebody fighting on their side. You might not know it, but God's real. God's real. He lives in my heart. I feel it. Glory to God. They say, how you know it's real? Well, if you've never felt it, that's your fault. If you've never experienced Jesus Christ coming within you and freeing you from the burden of your sins, knowing what that feels like, that's your fault. You're listening to a professor, listening to a bunch of atheists out here. They don't believe in nothing. They just believe you live, you die. That's it. But that's not it. The ones that believe in God are going to live forever. It's time you choose where. We all going to live forever somewhere. I choose heaven, a place with no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, ever in it, no one dies, ever again. Or you can choose that lake of fire where the devil and the fallen angels will be put. And you can choose to go in there with them and burn up night and day, but you just can't die. You just suffer. And why? Because you threw away your chance of salvation. And I thought about that. Glory to God. I may be preaching before I get to preaching, but praise God, I feel God tonight. And I thought about this in Jeremiah, the first chapter, the book of Jeremiah. He told him, said, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. He knew, God already knew him. And you know why? Your spirit comes from God. And we sit down on the greatest test that's ever been given. It's our test whether we go back to the one who sent us or we go into that lake fire. It's us. We got to make a decision. We got to decide, is God real in our lives, or are we just going to throw him away? Because there is no peace nowhere in the world without God being part of it. There never can be a greater nation as the United States has been. Why is that? You know, it's because we were founded on the freedom of religion. That's what we were founded on, that we had a right to serve God. And they used that separation of church and state in there. That's talking about the government can't tell you how to worship or who to worship. Praise God. We took it the other way around. People that's evil in this world is, it can't be taught in the schools, them public schools owned by the government. They can't be taught there, so they took prayer out. They took us learning about the Bible out. They took anything about God out. They took the Ten Commandments down. We don't want to see that because we don't believe that. Well, if you don't believe it, shut up. Let us believe it. But see, the only ones persecuted is the Jews and the Christians. We've got it. They're all against us. Why? Because we've got hope and they don't. It makes them mad. We're happy people. We're joyful that know the Lord. We can rejoice when we wake up in the morning because God has blessed us with another day. And when we lay down at night, we find peace because we know we're all right if we don't wake up in the morning. Glory to God. It's time we get back to that, folks. Get back to what's real. Glory to God. This mess I teach you in college about how we all come through evolution. Let me tell you something. If you study evolution, it's the theory of evolution. Some crazy scientist thought that up. And they say, oh, that's how we came. That's it. We come from apes. Apes evolved into man. That's a lie, too. You can prove it. They're still apes. If the apes evolved, they wouldn't be no apes. But there still are. So that blew their theory out of the water. The other theory, glory to God, is that the earth just formed. A big bang happened. That big bang that happened was God speaking. That's the word of God that founded it all. And praise God, you might not believe this, old man, but I found out that God is true. I found out that he never lets me down. I found out he's with me in every trouble I get in. Praise God, the world comes against me. Whatever it is, he's brought me through it. And if I didn't have him, I don't know where I'd be, except lost and undone. Like a millions and millions and millions of them in America is lost and undone right now. Because the old ways in church, that's old-fashioned stuff. We don't want that. We want the newfangled stuff. He said, seek out the old paths. Walk therein. That's where righteousness is found. That's where salvation is found. That's where Jesus is found. Glory to God. He ain't going to change because you want him to. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he always will be. And it's just a pleasure to get to stand and to preach about my Lord and Savior, because he has been good to me so much. He's been good to me. I led a wild, just stupid, crazy life when God come into my heart. All that changed. The moment he come into my life, all that sin and mud, it's gone. I don't want that anymore. I want something better for me, better for my children, better for my grandchildren, better for my friends out here in this world. Glory to God, because there is something better. There's true salvation. There's true peace. There's true joy. He even said, I'll fill you with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Well, the joy is ours to keep. The glory is his. If we ever learn about him, but praise God. I try to quiet down and just got fired up thinking about what's going on today. I see them protesting in New York and all these different cities, and I get to think, what is wrong with them? That they could celebrate some people that breaks in somewhere and just goes to murdering and killing, dragging people down the street buying motorcycles and cars, setting them on fire and burning them, cutting the heads off of babies, raping the women, doing everything ungodly, and you're celebrating that. You better think where you're standing right now. You on some very, very unstable ground. You better come home to God. Get your heart right. Because when you do, your mind may get right again. I'm telling you something. You got a made-up mind, but it's made up for a lake of fire. It's not made up for what's right. You're seeking out what's wrong in this world and endorsing it. Be careful. I love all of you. And God loves you, too. That's the sad part. He loves you, gives you breath of life every day, and you're throwing it back in the face. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Throwing things back in God's face has a cost. Everything you do against what the Word of God says, it has a cost, friend. Glory to God. Yes. Preachers won't preach it. They don't want to hear that. Well, friend, it's time they preached it. It's time we got back to telling the truth. And God is the truth. Yes. I'm going to start where she did. Psalm 95, I'm going to start the first verse. It says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Let us sing the glory of God to people. Because that's what he's telling us to do. He said, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Because there's not but one God, and he just happens to be it. He said, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh,
come
let us worship and bow down. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute, preacher. I ain't bowing down to no man. Me neither. Guarantee it. But I'll bow down to my Lord and Savior. I want to be on my knees where he knows I come to worship him. I want to be on my knees where he knows I reverence him above everything else. Everything, including my family. He's number one. That's how we got to love God. He loved us that way.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the Bible says. But he came down and died for our sins. Nothing he done, nothing he owed. He was paying the price we owed him, and he paid it. He said, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture. Glory to God. I thought about that. A lot of people's getting out of the fence.
Yes.
They ain't in his pasture no more. And said, we're the sheep of his hand. Today, right now, this night, if you hear his voice,
Amen.
He says, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And you know what he was talking about, friend? Let this old preacher fill you in a little bit. See, he went into Egypt. The people of Israel was under bondage to the Egyptians. They'd make slaves out of them. And they'd making them make bricks and things and blocks that they built stuff with. And they'd make it with straw and that clay and stuff and mold it and bake it. And they had to do so many a day. Well, they made them mad, so they started doing so many more a day. Then they couldn't have the straw. On and on, they was just evil to them. But Israel went through all that. And then God freed them, set them free, brought them out brought them up to the Red Sea. And here they're trapped. And there's a sea in front of them. And the Egyptians coming by. God put a pillar of fire between them and the Egyptians to protect them. They seen the great works of God. They saw the Red Sea open up and roll back before they could walk across on dry ground. And they come and the Egyptians tried to follow them. He closed the sea on them and drowned them all. And they come in peace to the other side. Glory to God. But they, every time, they walk a while and complain a while. Walk a while and complain a while. We had plenty to eat there. Listen, sound like anybody you've heard of lately. All these Americans, they've got everything they could possibly want. Their daddies and mamas give them all that money, go to college on. It costs a fortune to go. And yet, they're complaining. Yes, they won't stand for what's right. But whatever them professors tell them, yes, let's go protest. Let's get out in the streets. Let's tear stuff up. Let's do this. Let's go steal something. That's what they do all the time. But praise God, God got tired of it. And he made a thing of it from them. Because they griped about no food. So he gave them manna from heaven. You know, he's a great God. He loved them. They said, he got nothing to drink. So he told Moses, strike that rock there. He hit the rock and water went gushing out of it. And it watered the whole people of Israel, their cattle, everything they had. Then they got to griping again, believe it or not. They had food, they had water, they got everything. And they went to griping. We ain't got no meat. So he sent quails to them that lied around them every night. They just go out and knock them in the head and get them all the meat they wanted, all the bread they wanted, all the water and stuff they could drink. Glory to God. Their shoes never wore out in 40 years. Their clothes didn't wear out in 40 years. They saw the miracles of God. And yet, they just kept complaining, kept murmuring, kept talking about God, talking about how they'd been tricked to come into the world. Now he's bringing us out here to die. And God got a bait. That's what we're preaching on tonight. He said, when your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my work 40 years long, was I grieved with this generation. And said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. In other words, they can't even see that God is supplying everything they need. Every day, they have just what they need every day. They don't have to want for nothing. And yet, he said, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Now, he finally got a bait. And children, I'm telling you something now. I call you children because you're younger than me. If you're in college, high school, out here doing all this stupid protesting, running with the wild crowd, stealing, murdering, whatever you're doing, Lord, stop it. Come home to God. He said, if you'll come back to me, he said, I will abundantly pardon you. He's not going to beat you to death because you've done wrong. He loves you. He wants you to come. That he can forgive your sins. Take them away and let you be born again into the kingdom of God. Have your name written down, glory to God, in the Lamb Book of Life. But what is it that holds you the other way? What is it that makes you desire to get out and do what you know is wrong? You're not stupid. You don't want people to go to your mom and daddy's house and break in and kill them and steal everything they got and take their bodies and hang them up where people see them or drag them through the streets. You wouldn't want that. Why is it all right for them to do it over there and kill people that wouldn't hurt nobody? They even helped them out. They'd give them food. They've done up, and they shoot rockets at them about every day. Now they just come out and attack them. Why? Because this Bible's fulfilling, friends. It's coming to pass what God said. And praise God, I'm kind of glad. I just don't want to see everybody go into that lake of fire. I'm going to carry us back to the book of Numbers, in chapter 14, verse 27, on down through it, I'm going to read a little. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. He said, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Because they're saying, They kept saying, he only brought us out in the wilderness where we could die out in the wilderness. It's what we're going to do. We're going to die out here. And him feeding them, their clothes wouldn't wear out. Their shoes wouldn't wear out. Their every animal they had was fed. Their kids were fed good. They had meat. They had bread, plenty to drink. And still, that's what they said. They murmured against God constantly. So he said, what they've spoken in my ear, so will I do to them. Because they said he brought us out here to kill us. He said, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless, ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. Friend, why am I preaching like that? Are you trying to scare us into believing? No. It's called a warning. You know, if there's a tornado coming, the Weather Channel, whatever, I put warnings out. A lot of them come on our cell phones. Tornado warning, take shelter. God's coming. You better take the shelter of the blood of Jesus right now. You better turn from your wicked ways and turn back to God before it's everlasting too late. Because he got tired of this before. You think that same God, he said, I never change. I'm always the same. I always have been. I always will be. You think they can get tired of what's going on in America and around the world? Glory to God. Yes, he is. He's going to get tired of it. His children are going to do like before. They're going to go to crying out, and God's going to come to help them. But he said, you will not enter into my rest. If you can't be pleased with me, if I'm not enough for you, you'll never enter into my rest. And here's what he said about his rest right here. In Matthew 11, the last three verses of that chapter, but come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is rest in the Lord. All your fears, all your worries, all the troubles, because you know you've overcome this world through Jesus. And he said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest under your souls. Friend, I'm telling you, you might have peace of mind, but if your soul's troubled about things around you, the things that's going on, how you see the United States are crumbling down, going further and further, we're getting in debt more and more, everything's going wrong, everything, you vote somebody in, they'll tell you they're going to do this, then they do that. And we can't do nothing about it. And Social Security is supposed to be going broke. What are we going to do then? Starve to death, unless God takes care of us. Well, he's not going to take care of you if you're one of them that's against him, one of them that's murmuring, talking all the time. Glory to God. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. He said, I ain't going to put a whole lot of junk on you. I ain't going to lay all these 9,000 rules and laws upon you. Just read my word and go by that. Be a good person. Be good to people. Love people. Help people. Don't try to kill them. Don't hurt them. Don't cancel them. Don't make them use your pronouns. Don't do the silly stuff you're wanting to do. Be a human being. Is that too hard? Be a human being. When you see somebody butchered out in the streets, glory to God, you shouldn't celebrate who butchered them. You ought to be praying that they find forgiveness, that their heart would be turned around. Because they need to be in prison the rest of their life when they murder somebody. We don't have that anymore. Now you got people that won't even prosecute crimes. You got turn them back loose. Turn them back loose where they can go and hurt somebody else. Steal from somebody else. Go break into another store. Or burn another house. Push somebody else in front of a subway. Friend, we're in the worst time that there's ever been in America.
Amen.
But look around the world. We're on the verge of world war. Right now, all the Muslims, every country is raised up. Because they put out a lie and said Israel bombed the hospital. But Israel has got to prove they got it on film They filmed the rocket come up and go into the hospital, and it was their rocket.
Amen.
And they probably did it on purpose, if you don't know the truth. They said it didn't, but I don't know. I know how they did it before. They would bring people, stand them in front of where they was hid. And when Israel tried to bomb them, it killed the people. They'd run out in the street, take pictures of it, and send it to the news organizations where they'd come against Israel.
Amen.
So they do that. You don't know who you're standing up for, but I can tell you who you're going to lay down for. You're going to lay down for the enemy of God. You're going to be one of them marching in the street. Jesus come back and said, that's one of my enemies right there. Y'all going to get them. And angels will take you out right now. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by two angels. All the cities of the plains were destroyed because they was evil all the time.
Amen.
All they did was evil. What's America getting like, folks? What do you think God thinks when he looks down today and sees this nation that was founded under God? Glory to God. We had freedom of religion. We could get out and we could praise God. Couldn't nobody say nothing about it. And now I'm supposed to be all right using whatever pronouns you want me to. And I got news for you right now. I'll tell you something about this old preacher. I'm not going to lie to suit you. If you're a man, I'm not going to call you she or her. I don't care. They ain't got a law that strong to make me lie. They cannot make me lie. I'll tell it like it is. If you want that, then I'm going to call you it. But you don't know what you are either. So we just call you it, and that settles it all, because you can claim to be anything. We got kids claiming to be cats, and they're putting litter boxes down for us. What kind of nonsense is that? And yet, we're supposed to be okay with that. I'm not lying. I ain't calling that kid no cat. She can rub up on my bitch leg like a cat. I'm not calling her kitty kitty, I can tell you that. Because it's time to make a stand for God, to tell the truth, be in the truth, have the truth in us, and praise God, we can find peace. But when you try to live a lie, you're constantly having to back that lie up with another lie, and another lie, and another lie. And he said, all liars have their place in the lake of fire, because you're tempting God. Every time you tell a lie like that, trying to be something you're not, trying to make the world see you as something that you ain't got no business being because you're something else, that's a lie. And I'm sorry. If you don't like it, turn it off. But I'm telling you, there's people out there right now need to hear this, because that nonsense they're spewing, so many's being snatched up by it. But you better get back to the truth.
Here's Amen.
What it says over here. The book of Hebrews, I'm going to start chapter 3. Verse 6, and I'm going to read a while and preach a while. So verse 6, there says, but Christ has a son over his own house. Whose house are we? We are the house of God. If we obey the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We've got to hold on to that hope that's in Jesus. That, hey, we're going to be taken Amen. Out of this world. We all going to die. But I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? Have you ever considered it? What they're teaching me is evil. And maybe I ought to look around and see what's going on in America. How they're letting all these criminals run wild, tear the cities up. People ain't safe. They can't walk the streets in their own neighborhood. You can't never tell. One will just run up and shoot you. Come up knocking the head with something. We see it on the news every day. Don't say it ain't happening, because it is. And friend, we're in the middle of that. We've got to come back to God where we can be protected a little bit, where we know that
Amen.
Our future is set. Our future is set in Jesus. It's set to go on
Amen.
One day. It's to go on. He said, I come from God. I'm going back to God unless I choose to go somewhere else. I choose home, folks. Home's where you feel safer and better than anywhere else, and home is with the Lord, glory to God. If you've been born again, if you're blood bought, then glory to God. Home
Amen.
Is with Jesus. Wherever he's at,
Praise
that's
Lord.
Our home. That's where we long to be. Glory to God. I don't want to be here while everything's falling apart. I don't want to be here when people go to fighting and killing each other for the stupidest of reasons. They leave them out on the streets. They're doing drugs. Right there in front of them, cops just walk by. Because if they put them in jail, they'll turn them right back out. Why? Why arrest them? That's where we're at today. He said,
Amen.
Wherefore, listen to this, as the Holy Ghost hath said, today, I remember that today part, today. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. There's a rest for the children of God. And you say, well, what kind of rest are we going to get up there? Okay, let me explain it to you one more time. There's not going to be any hospitals. No hospitals, because we're not going to ever be sick.
Amen.
You won't need doctors, nurses, and all that to tend to. There won't be any old folks' homes.
Amen.
That you can't get around and go to praise God. You got a body that'll last forever now. Praise God. Think about that a little. And there'll be no crying. There's nothing to upset you, break your heart, to tear you up inside to make the tears flow. If you was to think about that, it'd be from joy. There won't be nobody beating you up there. Nobody will come against you because you don't look like I do. You don't dress like I do. You don't this like I want you to. That's all gone. You're not the denomination you should be. Praise God.
Amen.
The denomination is gone too. That's all going to be done away with. There ain't be no division. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We're the church of the living God. And we're going home to be that church, to be a people of God. Hallelujah. He said, while we're here, we ought to be a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. But the people of God now have slowed down. And we're losing many because they've tried in the churches to get this modern junk into it, and the modern junk won't walk. That don't get you led to the home. That don't get you led to Jesus. So you got to get back with that old path. He said, I'm not an old fogey. I wasn't either when I come to Jesus. I've just lived in it this long. And praise God, this old gray hair, I won every one of them. I tell you what, I cheated, I lied, I stole, I whatever. I done that in my youth. But God was so gracious to me that he forgave me of it and took me in as his own child. And glory to God, he's brought me peace like I've never known. I can lay down at night, and I know everything's all right, whether I wake up or I don't in the morning. I know everything's all right. I got peace in my soul. And I pray and thank God every day for it. I get up in the morning, and I wake up to joy, the joy he's given me another day, that I might go out and tell somebody else about my Jesus. I might get to see somebody this week get saved at church. Praise God. I hope to God I do. I baptized several since I've been at this little church in Hamilton. Come up there, wasn't planning on even preaching, just went up there to visit. Wound up being a pastor. People, that means a lot to me. It may not y'all, but if God can find a use to me, I volunteer. I'm in the service of God. I'm in the service of you. Everyone out there, if you hear me, I'm not doing this to make you mad. Please don't get mad. Just listen and understand that these people that tried God before, they didn't get into his rest. They didn't get the rewards that the others got. They didn't get to go into the homeland. But praise God. But we will if we hold on. Verse 17 says, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? See, sin's the only thing that can separate me and you from God. If I go back to sin, there's a separation between me and God. He can't even stay in me. His sin's in me because he'll have to leave. He can't stay where sin's at. So we have to be sinless. We have to be clean. We have to be holy. Holy is not something that we get named. Holy is what we are. We don't want to sin. We run from sin, and we run to God. Praise the Lord. Anytime. What did he say? You know, I live holy before God. I live holy. Do you even know what holy means? Sinless and blameless. I want to be blameless in the eyes of God. That I didn't do no wrong. That when I started walking for him, that I was sinless. That I carried out his word. And I carried it out like he said. And I helped people and talked to people and pray with people. Glory to God. Because that's what I'm called to do. He said, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? but to them that believe not. They saw everything God did for them. They looked on all the miracles. You remember one time they come up to water and they couldn't drink it because it was poison water. So they call it bitter. That means poison. It wasn't fit to drink. And God told him to cut down a certain kind of tree, throw it in there. He threw it in there. God made the water sweet, made it good to drink. Right there, just changed it, just like that. They saw all them miracles. They saw what God could do. They seen him stop all of Egypt's armies, just drown them in the sea, and them come through safe. They seen the fire that went behind them, the cloud that went before them, and at night, they changed places. The cloud had come behind them, and the fire would go before them to guide them at night. And yet they couldn't understand that God was big enough to keep them, too. Tonight, I'm telling you this. If you'll trust him, God will keep you. God will carry you through things that you have not the strength by yourself to make it through. Sister Betty, I guarantee you, if she wants to get on and testify, can tell you of times that if it wasn't for God, they wouldn't have made it. But praise God, they made it because God was with them. There's times, glory to God, like everybody else that really knows God, that they didn't have enough of food or enough of gas to get somewhere back. And always God come through. I remember him telling that story. He went up in Ohio and preached. He didn't have enough money to get home on. Got up near Jellico, a big mountain in Tennessee, and a brother hollered at him on the phone. Said, where are you at? Told him, where is it? Well, pull him down here. He said, to pull the mountain, come down there. But I want to feed you and talk to you and see you. He got him down there and fed them. Then he filled their van up with gas. He said, oh,
praise the Lord.
God made a way, folks. He'll do it if you'll be fruitful to it. Well, actually, put him before everything else. And God will put you, glory to God, at the top of his list to bless, too. And so chapter 4, it says, let us therefore fear, promise, being listless of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short in it. For
amen.
Unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. I know this probably is not new to a lot of people listening. I've heard the word of God preached all my life. I've heard a lot of us twisting it today. You go to church and they got all these different types of Bibles and things like that. They contradict what the Bible that we read out of says. They got verses taken out. They've got verses added in. You can't do that with the Word of God. But praise God. It's the original, the spoken Word of God, the living Word of God. And you say, living Word. Yeah, go to reading it sometime and believe in it. And see if he don't all of a sudden bring things to your understanding that you didn't understand it that way before. He's done me that way lately, people. And I've read through my Bible about 20 times. I've read it. And still I find things that I don't remember ever reading that because he opens my eyes to it, the eyes of my heart. If I can feel that word in me, glory to God. He goes on and says, the gospel was preached unto them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath. Glory to God. If they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. He's got a place of rest for each one of us. You know, I've seen old men. There's one up at church in Kentucky. He was, I believe he was 87 years old and was preaching. That man would run and preach all over that church. Little fella, he was about that tall, old man. But he could bring the fire of God as well as any preacher I ever heard. And when he got through, you felt something because you knew he was feeling it while he was preaching it, praise God. It was getting all over him, and the tears run down his face. He'd keep preaching and hammering that word because he knew it was life in the Word of God. A life, glory to God, that we don't have without the Word of God. I'm talking about a life that will see us through eternity. But we ain't going to hear it that way, see, because we got our mind made up. We've heard it in school. I'm sorry if I keep throwing that up. But he said, for his faith in a certain place, of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Man, I'm telling you, if we know that if we'll be truthful to God, if we'll just follow him to the end of our little meager days on this earth, I'm 68-year-old, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I may not reach 70, I may not reach 69. But praise God, God has been good to me. And I want to be faithful to God. I want to be faithful to the Word of
Amen.
God. Because the Word of God, it says the Word was with God and the Word was God. When we're not truthful to this Word, you're not truthful to God. These new Bibles, they got all this stuff took out. All the words changed. All the meanings changed. All that. And you're truthful to that. That's not the Word of God. I'm sorry. The old King James
Amen.
Bible, people don't like it. It's hard to understand. You've got to have spiritual understanding to read the Word of God like you should. He said it's spiritually discerned. People, you've got to spiritually understand what I'm talking about. It's a rest, not for just your body, but for your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit. Glory to God. A rest from all our labors that we do for God, that we do for others, and that we do for ourselves. We don't have to do them anymore. We get to rest. We get to rest and not worry about all the lost anymore because they'll be in their place, but we'll be home. Friend, that means more to me than you. Can't even understand. I went to Kentucky. We lived several years, me and Brenda. But always home was right here in Alabama. That was where I was raised. That's home to me as far as this world's concerned. But I didn't come from here. I didn't start here. God sent me down and into the mother's womb and the baby. My spirit was sent from God. And my spirit is going back to God as long as I keep them number one. He said, glory to God. They seeing therefore, glory to God, I can't get over it. It remaining that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached, entered not in because of unbelief. Now you can believe in me, not believe in me. You say, I know what he was years ago. I knew how bad he was. There ain't no way he's a preacher. You don't know God. I don't care if you judge
me. Amen.
But don't judge God by me. Just look to God. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Well, what does that mean? If you got faith, he'll bring that faith into fruition. He'll bring it, glory to God, to where it fulfills itself in the Lord. Glory to God. You keep believing in Jesus. Hallelujah, God. It is a going home day, and he's coming before long. When Israel, it says in my Bible, is surrounded by armies, glory to God, coming at them. They say, praise God, know that it is now. It's at the door. Jesus is fixing to break the eastern sky. He's going to come home. And the people that are looking for his arrival is going to go into the rest of God. I want to go. I've got people done going on, and I want to see them again. But mostly I want to see Jesus. I want to thank him for what he done for every one of us. Not just me. He did it for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Yeah, I got some of them too. He done it for all of us. He done it for you, every one of you. It don't matter what you believe. He died for you. Glory to God. Muhammad didn't do that. True. None of these gods that are worshipped around the world, they didn't do that for you. Only Jesus. How do you know he was God? He healed everybody that come to him. He raised the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, he come back from the dead. They killed him, and he still come back from the dead. Was seen 40 days of everybody around, 500 people at one time. Yeah, that was God, folks. And you can't change it no matter what your professor says. He's wrong. He's wrong. She's wrong. If they're teaching you any other way, tell them, you know what? I have to listen to you teach that, but I don't have to believe it. See what they say about you then. They'll have every kid on campus turn against you. That's how callous they are. That's how hard-hearted they are. They don't want nobody to disagree with them because they're too smart. If they're not smart enough to seek out God, then me, they ain't got good sense. Because we know by everything that's happening, everything written in this book right here, glory to God, that we've seen everything in it has come about. Everything's took place just like he said it would. And glory to God, it's coming a day when you're going to see Jesus. Your eyes are going to look upon him. What are you going to feel like then? When you say, oh, my professor told me, he don't care what your professor told you. He's going to say, what did I say? If I hadn't heard you, you wasn't listening. I've asked you to seek God and pray. Seek my face. Glory to God. You, if you've done that, if you got down and prayed, and just see if there's a God. See if you can feel something. Invite him in, glory to God. And when his presence comes, never have nobody ever tell you again that God is real or God is not real. You'll know the truth. I dare you. You ever heard that? I challenge you. Try God. Taste him. See that he's good. Ask him to come into you and let you feel him. And when you get to feeling that, that Spirit of God come upon you. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody ever going to tell you that's not real no more.
Mom.
I've been to that place. I've been to that place where God comes on to you and you can't deny him anymore. You can't listen to this garbage anymore. They can say what they want. Don't make them be true. But my God's true every time.
Amen.
And said again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you'll hear his voice, go with him.
Amen.
Hard not to today. Look, I'm not against nobody. If y'all want to believe something, believe it. But don't believe a lie. Don't believe that Hamas, Hezbollah is just a bunch of pushed around people. They're fighting for their very existence. Israel ain't attacking them. Not till they shoot all them rockets and kill all their people do they ever attack them. They got to be provoked. I don't know about you, but if you get out in the woods and there's a bear curled up there asleep, you going to walk over and poke it with a stick? Or are you just going to walk off and fight the club? Because people got sense enough to know if you hurt somebody they love, they're going to bite back at you, right? Well, what do y'all think they was doing? Why is it that you turn to the other side? Darkness is dark. Only light can you see in, praise God. He said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
Amen.
For he that is into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. You see, the only reason I'm still on this earth, I'm not done yet. God's got another plan for me to do something else. I hope it's something greater than I've ever done. I was told,
praise God.
I know me and Brenda told Sister Betty about this long ago. Long ago, I was prophesied to. And he told me, the Lord come through a guy, told me, said, you're going to preach to many, many, many people. I was going to churches preaching to 30, 40, 50. I said, that ain't many, many. He told me that many, many. And then another year would call me. Won't know if I wanted to preach on here. Reaching the world for Christ. Those, 30-something countries around the world. People get to hear it. Get to listen to God's word. Get to see their hearts change. Get to see their villages change. Listen to it. Group up and listen to it on the computer, where they can hear the word of God. People's hungry for it. And in America, we just push the plate back in half full. Maybe we got to get as hungry as they was when Billy Graham went into South America, and glory to God, in them crusades, and thousands would come up and get saved. We got to be as hungry as the people that came. We got to be as hungry, glory to God, as they are when you go to Africa and run a big, glory to God, revival service. They'll come from all over. Don't care how far they got to walk. They come. They want to hear that word of God. They've got a hunger that burns inside them. They know that God is the answer. They know he's the hope. He's the peace. He's the joy. And glory to God, you can't find him anywhere else. He ain't going in people that's out here doubting everything he said and everything he does, like the children of Israel. They come out right out of Egypt, right out of bondage. And right off, they went to doubt. He's going to let us die. He sent us out here to kill us. Oh, Egyptians going to kill. Then they got across the sea. No more Egyptians. They found something else to gripe about. Oh, they went a little further. They found something else to gripe about. When he filled that need, they find something else to gripe about. Does it remind you of America? Remind you of us? We in the land of plenty. We throw away more food in America in a day. We could probably feed half of Africa on what we throw away in a day. Think about it. How much food have you thrown away in the past year or so that you just didn't want anymore? You're just full. Just throw it out. And they'd have loved to have it. We've got plenty. Abundance. We're a blessed nation. We're a blessed people from God.
Man.
That blessing. We're seeing that blessing draw back. Lord God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. The curtain has been pulled back. You know, the blessings of God that was on us, he started pulling that curtain back a little. And we had 9/11. And then, instead of getting better and coming back and seeking God as a whole people, we started pulling further back. And then, in our schools, they went to teaching stupid stuff now that ain't got nothing to do with learning. Trying to indoctrinate people. The colleges, they're doing it all over, too. And now they're turning out people that don't know terrorists from normal people. So they stand for the terrorists. Glory to God. Hey, we turn the criminals loose and tell you we're doing our best to protect you. But we're going to turn them loose again. Yeah, he pushed the woman in front of a subway. But it probably accident. He accidentally fell into her probably, even though they got it on film, showing him give her a shove. But that's what we're turning loose. Right back into society. And people don't realize we've been given the greatest gift that ever was. We've been given another day to seek God. We've been given another chance to answer the call of salvation. The trumpet's being sounded all over the world by people that knows God. They're telling people, please get in before it's too late. Don't harden your heart like they did before. Soften that heart and say, God, come in. Lord, come in. I want to feel your presence. If I can feel your presence, God, I'll know you're real. And God, I ask you if they pray that, let them feel it. Stir inside them like they've never felt, God. Bring a newness of life in them like they didn't know it was possible, God. Because that's who our God is. And you can go and work for God and know that when your works are finished, there's a day of rest for you. A place
Amen.
Of rest. Glory to God. And I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm like you. I don't want to die and leave here. I got loved ones. I got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I don't want to leave. But boy, when my time's up, I'm so tired of this place. The things that go on in here today in America should never happen. Opening the border. There's no telling how many terrorists has been let in the southern border that we going to have to fight here, just like they're fighting them over there. Are we going to have the strength to fight them? Are we going to stand together against the enemy? Are you going, no, I'm going to march for them. Give me their flag. I'm going to march for them. They killed mom and dad and some of my cousins, but I'm going to march for them. That's how much sense you're making. I want you to wake up. Glory to God. He said, that being, if you enter into God's rest, if you've done that, you've just quit your works on earth. And remember what it said? We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in our body, whether good or bad. We're going to be judged by what we do while we're here. Friend, wouldn't it be so much better to be able to stand and look on the face of God and not have to stand there like this because you're ashamed, to just look him in the face, you all aglow, Spirit of God all over you and in you, and you know what? I'm going home. I've lived for it. I strive for it, and now I'm going to praise to be the name of Jesus Christ. He made my way. He paid for my part with his own precious blood. He paid
Amen.
For
Amen.
I'm trying to get through with this, but I ain't over it, folks. I feel good in Jesus tonight. And there's somebody out there that's going to hear this, and they're going to be mad to start
yeah.
with. But if they just listen it through, I'm trying to help everybody. I guarantee there ain't one of you that I hate. Period. Not even Hamas.
Yeah.
Not Hitler. Not nobody. I'm not allowed to hate. No, I can hate what they do. But I can't hate them. Not make it in. He said, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Glory to God. Because here's what this says, and I wanted to end with this right here. This is the next verse. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner, now listen to this, of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows what's in your mind. He knows if you intend good or if you intend evil. He knows your very thoughts.
Amen.
If you're thinking, this old man's crazy, I get tired of hearing preachers like him. They're preaching like they did 50 years ago, preaching this to scare somebody. Friend, I don't want to scare you. I don't want to scare you into coming to God. But the Bible said save some with fear, pulling them away from that fire, helping them get out of what they're fixing to fall into, making and showing them that there is a better way, that they can be a brighter tomorrow, a future for America, a future for you young kids that's in college, your kids to me, that are in college now, and all this that they're teaching you. You don't have to swallow, hook, line, and sinker, everything they say. But if you'll make a diet out of this right here, you won't be deceived either. And you won't be left behind when Jesus comes back.
Amen.
Because the one that's left behind, you remember what he said? This world's going to burn up with fervent heat. And so the very elements would melt. I don't want to be here in that time myself. And I don't think you do either. And tonight I preach to you a way of escape. Enter into the rest of God. You know what? I think about this a lot of times. God's given me rest now.
Amen.
I'm at peace. I'm at peace with God. And I'm at peace
praise
with everyone
God.
Around me. I get mad about stuff going on. I got a temper like you. But God's got the reins on. I turned that over to him. That's like I told him today. Seen him with that tag on the car. Walmart here a while back. But God is my co-pilot. I got out, was looking at his tag, and he's getting out of his car. I said, I like that tag. He said, oh, yeah, thank you. I said, but it's rope backwards, ain't it? He said, what? He just said, I said, ain't he supposed to be the pilot? You may run in a ditch, but he never will. He'll keep you safe. And he said, yeah, I think you're right, brother. And that's what it's about, folks. We run our own lives. Nobody's going to tell me how to live. You know, that's our motto in life. But if somebody don't tell you about Jesus, how you ever
right.
going to know? How you going to know that he's making a difference between the people that believe and the people that don't? The people that harden their hearts when it's being spoke to you, and the people that don't. Soften them hearts. Reach out to God. Let him make a difference in your life. I read that
Amen.
To you about the word of God. This word right here, it knows your thoughts. It knows the intent of your heart when you're going out to do wrong or when you're going out to do good. Don't let God catch you right in the midst of one of them protests for somebody you know is murderers. They're nothing but terrorists. That's all they are. They are even cruel to the people that live there. The people there don't like them either, Hamas, because they bully them. They take all the money from them. The money that we give them and others give them to help the Palestinians, Hamas takes that money. Wake up. You got to smell the roses while they're in bloom. And God is blooming all the time. He's the rose of Sharon. He's that lily, glory to God, of the valley. He's waiting for you to come along and pick him. He wants you to come tonight and say, Lord, you know what? He's right. This world is getting crazy. New York City, well, we're afraid to walk the streets at night. Chicago, we ain't going to walk the streets at night. Other places, no, ain't no way. New Orleans, all of San Francisco, Los Angeles, just keep naming them. All these big cities, people scared to get out of their house. and they're afraid you're going to come in their house. That's where you live, friend. Well, that's how Israel's lived for years. They didn't know when it's going to be attacked. They just knew they was going to be and stayed ready. We got to stay ready. The devil's going to attack you. You can receive this word with joy, but the devil will come as soon as it's cut off, and he'll try to steal it out of your heart because he's a thief. And he's a liar.
Yes, he is.
He's telling you,
amen,
God. You're a God. But if I was a God, I would never mash my fingers nailing stuff. I'd never fell down and hurt my leg. I wouldn't have a backache where I picked up stuff that's too heavy. I wouldn't have an eye been put out, glory to God, like this plastic one here. I would be whole. I would be perfect. But guess what? I'm not. The only way I'm perfect is through Jesus. That's my soul and my heart. And you can't see that. And the only way you can look at me and judge me is by the fruit I bear. And praise God,
amen.
I'm asking God, let this bring fruit tonight, Lord. We're in the last days. The devil's running rampant in every big city and starting in the small towns. And we're bringing them in across the border. We don't know what they believe. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. They just come up our, I'm scared of something. Okay, come on. We don't know what's going to come all that. We may be in worse shape than Israel. Time it's all over. But one thing's for sure. God will still be God. He'll still protect his own, and he'll protect you if you let him. I ask you to turn your heart to him tonight. Glory to God. If y'all don't care, Sister Betty, I want to pray a little bit before I get off. Pray for everybody up here. Tonight I ask you in Jesus' precious name that you'd reach down and touch the hearts of everyone that's not saved, everyone that don't know you as Lord and Savior, them that have denied you, them that have griped and growled, that everything in their life wasn't absolutely perfect all the time. God, let them see we're a blessed nation. We've got more here than anyone around the world has. We've got riches. We've got riches of friends, places to go, beaches to go to, beautiful places we can go see. Dear God, we're free. We can supposed to be able to say what we want and all that. But it seems like everything I say now offends somebody. So God, don't let this part offend nobody. Let it move into their hearts. Let them take that door and kick it open to the Word of God, that you can come in, that they can feel your presence and know that you are real, that you are the God, the one that can save them, the one that can change them, and the one that can prepare eternal rest for them in the kingdom of God. That day, I believe, is soon approaching, God. And I ask you, please, 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 make some of them ready, Lord. I'd love to see you make them all. And I know that's probably impossible. But I ask you, as many as will listen, as many as you can touch, I ask you to touch them, convict them of their wrongdoing, and bring them into the light of God, out of the darkness of this old evil world, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I might be guilty of a lot of things, but I'm not guilty of not loving you and not caring about you. That's the reason I preach like I do. It may sound old-fashioned. It may be something the preachers preached 50 years ago, or them old preachers was right. If we don't have Jesus, we keep arguing and fussing that the Word of God's not real, it's not true, it's not real. You're going to get further and further and further from that rest of God. I pray God blesses you with his greatest blessing he's got, and that's salvation. And Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you now.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. Good word there. We're going to step back over here and sing some more songs to just worship the Lord with us, and let's pray for one another. Praise the Lord.
Give me your hand, let's agree together.
that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. Oh, whatever we find on earth shall be found in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has been freed. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raises, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's job is all about, but the church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So save and rage. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Those saving graces, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say the greatest. We cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
Okay, I think I found that song that Mama brought me here earlier. What's she going to do, church? I'm going to try to do it right now.
Praise God.
I think I found it now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are living in the final hour.
Amen.
Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's still the golden grain just laying there on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many God's souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's short, COVID coming now.
Amen.
We must work right now.
all there was love. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So the day will come in vain, and the blood still flows. From the north and the south and the east and the west, bring them in. And what's going to do, church? Tell me what's going to do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them about you. That we're living in final hour, but she's sure is closing, coming down. We gotta tell about Jesus, gotta tell about the Lord. He's the only way, he's the only door. We gotta tell the truth, church, that we're living in final hour. Thirteen door is closing, coming out. Thirteen door is closing, coming out. Thirteen door is closing, coming out.
All it is for Brother James there. Do you know how it feels? You know something's missing, and you're a still small boy that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels? To be trouble inside, it ain't just free. On a cross, someone died. Do you know how it feels? When thoughts to surrender have been washed away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell me, you know how it feels. Now that you still know you're a child of the King, you're heavenly Father. Holds everything. How does it feel? You know you are loved by the one who created the stars out of that. How does it feel? You know you're all God. You lay your head on your knowing son and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? You know how it feels. When your cold heart is melting and tears start flowing the moment you felt it, do you know how it feels? You know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever you roam, you still get a feeling that you're not at home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does he feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father holds everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars of above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your hair on your glory stop. And know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Praise the Lord. Yes, it's good.
When the never-leaf is written, and the words have all been pinned, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some old sacred hymn, in the valley of
vision. Tell me, friend, what will you do? Then what I see is your sin. Eternity has been. This world and all its pleasures will soon be passed away. The God of nation could be going down today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. This life has been his choices. Eternity has been the straight and narrow way leads to love. The broad way down belongs. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is uncertain. Our days on earth are few. This life has been chosen. Eternity has been. This love has been chosen. Eternity has been. Hardened your heart against the Lord or against somebody, that you'll just kneel and ask God to forgive you and to come into, for the Lord to come into your life and to be Lord of your life. And I guarantee you that he'll make you a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Can give you a new heart, a new life, a new outlook on life if you'll just turn it all over to him. So that's what we're trying to do, is get people saved and born again where they can make heaven their home. I'm going to read these prayer requests off, some of them that we have here. And there's many out there that are watching, I'm sure, that have some prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests, just put them in the comments and we'll get with them and we'll pray over them. Sharon Nowak says she needs prayer tonight. Brenda Carden needs healing. And Gwen Poole said she needs healing. She's having nosebleeds and other health issues. She needs prayer for all of her children that need to be saved. Dustin, Andy, Matthew, Robbie, and Lindsay. And Christine Lankford said to pray for her and her family and her sister Brenda and her son PJ. And Charlene Hall said to remember a friend. And Arlene Willis said to pray for a friend and his family. Ann Hagen has been down real sick and she's helping take care of her daughter that's on hospice, and her daughter Melissa needs a miracle from God. So just remember her in your prayers. And our daughter Deidre needs a miracle in her body most of all. Her and Faith and Philip need to be saved. And I have a bunch more people in our family that need to come to the Lord before it's too late. So just pray for my family, and I'll pray for yours. And pray for all the ones in the hospitals and the nursing homes and the jails. And let's pray for Deanna. She needs healing. Let's pray for Nellie, Serenity, Lisa, Leon, Daniel, and Angie. Let's remember Ivan and Deb's families that need to be saved. And let's remember his niece, his niece's wife, Holly's, niece's husband, I'm sorry, needs healing in his body. He has cancer, but he is some better, and we give God the praise for that. Just continue to remember them in your prayers. Pray for Eloise. She needs healing in her body. And just continue to pray for a little lady at the church that's 83 years old. And just need somebody to be a friend to her. So just remember her in your prayers. Remember Willa Dean, and that God will continue to give her the strength that she needs and touch her body and heal it. And there's many, many more out there that little Landon, he's not feeling well tonight. Let's remember him. He's on a new cancer drug that they think might shrink the tumors in his brain and in his stomach. He's 5 years old, I believe, and 4 or 5, something like that. So let's just remember little Landon. He needs a miracle from God. Let's remember his grandparents that are taking care of him. They need strength. And for all needs to be met, he's not able to work a lot because he's having to take care of the little boy. So let's just remember them and ask God to supply all their needs. And let's remember all the churches that are truly standing for the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And pray for all the pastors out there.
Amen.
They need prayer just like we do. And remember our pastor tonight as he's resting, and he preaches just almost every night, so he's got to have a day or two of rest. So let's just pray for him and lift him up, and all the preachers that are truly preaching the Word of God, and even the ones that ain't, that they will start preaching the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests? Let's remember Billy tonight.
Yes.
And go ahead.
Remember Brother Ron, too, that he keeps getting better and cranked up.
Yes.
I'm proud to see he's back where he's able to preach again and all that, because them doctors just do, there ain't nothing you can do for you and send you out. But God, there's something he can do every time. That's what
Amen.
We're talking about tonight. There's going to be times, and maybe some that's listed in your life, when the doctor's going to say there's nothing we can do for you. And you're going to need someone that can, and we're going to need God. I've been
Amen.
There. I was blind for 2 years and 9 months. But God opened an eye that all the doctors said would never see. And I can see him.
Yeah.
And that's the God. You've got to trust him for it, though, and believe he's going to do it.
Yeah, man.
But I want to pray for a little woman. I met her a couple of days ago uptown. I was getting some food at a little service station that makes hot food there for everybody. And I went and got a plate for me and mother. Went to pay, and this woman was down there about to cry. That one behind the counter was her friend. She was telling her about her son being in so much trouble. And said he just got put in like a boot camp, drugs and doing wrong and this, that, and that. She said, I just don't know what to do with that boy. He's driving me crazy. Said, I don't recognize nothing that can help him or nothing. And I said, I didn't know her from nobody. And I spoke up. And I said, ma'am, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something to you. And she said, all right. And I said, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I said, I was
Amen.
In that shape. God brought me out, and I'm preaching
Amen.
God's word now, serving the Lord, and don't give up hope. Hope comes from God.
Amen.
If you've got faith to believe, God will move on you. And the woman behind the counter said, yes, and me and him both will be praying for you. She knows me.
Yeah.
Said me and him both will be praying for him, too. And that woman just looked at me, and she's going into tears. She said, thank you. And turned around and ran out real quick. No, she was breaking down and crying. But people, we can be there for each other like that.
Amen.
Maybe there's a spur of the moment, something happens, and you're triggered to say something to somebody to help them. Don't be afraid to. Be afraid not to, because it may be you next time. It might be you need a little word to help, a little word to lift you up sometimes when life's trying to tear you apart, because it does that to us every day. Something's going to happen to us. And we need God, and we need the people of God to pray for us and to lift us up and to tell us, you know, you got hope. Don't matter what the doctors say, you got hope. Because God is still on the throne. He's still the same. Glory to God. And before long, we're going to get to sleep. Think about that. Before long, we're all going to get to sleep. Some in dread and others in this praise and happiness is beyond all belief what we're going to feel when we see him. And others are going to be that worst day that ever happened to them or ever will be the day they see the Lord and he says, I never knew you. That's why we preach like we do and try to help people on this broadcast. And that's why we lift up the prayer requests. We'll be praying for them. All these prayer requests, we keep praying for them. And till we know the prayer's answered, we're going to be ringing the prayer bells. Because that's what we do for each other. We love each other. We love all of you, all of our listeners, all of them out there on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. We care about you. I want you to know that. I may be getting old and getting soft-hearted and cry a lot and all that, but you know what? It's because I love people and I hurt when I see them hurt themselves. And to live without God, you're truly destroying yourself. And I don't see that anymore. I don't see people come to the knowledge of God and the understanding of who God is, how much he loves them, how much he yearns to hear from them. He's just waiting on you to ring his phone. His phone's never busy. You can call him anytime, day or night, and he'll answer if it comes from your heart. I wanted to say that to give everybody hope. But remember my lost children, David, Amber, Misty and Jerry, daughter Christy, Rod and Amanda, his wife, and Renee is out. Some of them know where she's at now. But remember them, they need the Lord worse than they need anything else.
Amen.
And that's just my kids, their wives and husbands. So all of us got people that need the Lord. But if it's you, friend, do something about it if it's you. That your mom and daddy been praying for you or somebody's been lifting you up to the Lord. Answer the call because God's knocking at your door right now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's it, sister. Praise God.
I wanted to read one more scripture here that's been bearing on my heart. It's in Psalms 9:17. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God.
Amen.
So I'm just going to leave that with everybody. And it's been on my heart all day. So we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and believe for everybody's needs. Let's pray for all the ones out there on Facebook that have needs. Brother Miles, go ahead and lead us in prayer. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
Jesus, somebody here to
listen,
Lord,
God,
kind of voice right now, and listen to
the
way, Lord.
God, I ask you to touch each one that we've read the prayer request to. You know the need. That little woman and her son is in some trouble. I ask you, God, to help him to turn his life around. To do my
children the way we've come to know you as your Savior. That you will change everything about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we all become a new creature in Christ, Lord, and we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give all the lost. We have family, Lord, that is
not
you, Lord, that we ask you to bring them in. Lord, be late in the name of Jesus, Lord, to draw by the Spirit, get hold of their hearts, their minds, their souls, and let them see their need for you in the name of Jesus.
With that
shoulder, Lord,
and all the
problems
in her body,
and
I ask you to move on to Eloise and finish
prayer,
her
Lord,
you
just knit them on your back before you ever went to the cross, Lord.
All the ones that have been deceived in this world,
and it rests on your back, and we're asking you to touch all these people.
You
are the miracle worker. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. For Melissa, for little Lance, for Dora, Lord. We lift her today to the fact you can continue to touch her, Lord. Make her whole, Lord, by your strength. In your name. We thank you and we thank you, Lord, for all you've already done, for what you continue to do, Lord. We pray for Carolyn Peter, that you can just touch her, Lord, that you can actually
completely hold her. Bring her in, God, and then heal her and show her that you are the God that you should have served all the time. God, as you move in faith,
and
touch her, God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Will to give her strength and her body, Lord. Give her what she needs in her body, Lord.
You know
her needs, Lord. We just ask you to touch her and heal her. And for
Don,
people who need to know six, we can say 6 feet 6 over her, Lord. We ask you to stop the blood. Jesus, we pray.
Let Jesus come into their hearts. Don't let us go out
in
the world without Jesus.
Lord,
I'll come
to you, God.
I work for you,
thank
God.
Lord.
You paid for Lord, anybody else. And all your retirement money is out of this
touch
world. So
for God, him and his family, Lord,
one out there.
All those
people,
face what they are. Lord, we pray for Melissa that needs a miracle. We ask you, Lord, to perform that miracle right before their eyes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need your miracle. And most of all, Lord, say, burn faith and show us life. In the name of Jesus, let them be formed again. In Jesus' name, we pray for all the lost, Lord. Satan, knowledge of you. We ask you, Lord, to touch our friends in the hospitals and the nursing homes, the ones who shut up and can't get out, Lord. We just have to meet the needs and the needs. Touch the joy in the serenity, Lisa, look out to Daniel and Andrew, Lord. Touch their bodies and make them whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch them and Ivan simply, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Lord, kill that cancer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's too hard for you, Lord. And you said you would do it exceeding abundantly above what we can ask us to do according to the work of the night. Lord, we're believing that you're going to move on to that situation that you're going to be doing. That's believing.
Our God,
a little
thing, God,
Lord, if you can get hurt of these, Lord. Touch death and family, right? Family, Lord.
Touch
the pastor. Family that needs salvation, Lord, we give you praise the Lord. Thank you, family, Lord. Everybody's family out there, Lord, to be saved. Lord, we just pray that you'll deal with their hearts.
And I pray they're faithful to you, Lord.
For all that you've done, for us to continue to do. In God's name, in Jesus, we pray. We praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Glory to your name.
The praise
Jesus.
And honor, because it all belongs to you, Lord.
Glory
and let us
to your name.
Your children and
thank
sheep of your pasture.
For all you've
yes,
done.
In Jesus' precious name.
Jesus' name
amen.
Is praise.
Praise to the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
ooh,
you,
yes.
Jesus. We just got about 6 minutes left, so do you have anything else to add, Brother Miles?
I just asked him one more time, don't harden your heart against what was preached tonight. Because it ain't to hurt you, but to help you. We don't mean to put you down. We want to lift you up. Don't never think we come to hurt you. Because we don't. I've had them preach to me so hard when I'd go to church, and they wasn't really preaching. They was just preaching. But it would hit me. And I think they know my life. They know what I'm doing. They're trying to jump on me. There ain't nobody jumping on you. But we do care for your soul. We want to see you saved. We want to see you happy. We want to see you live in peace and in joy.
Amen.
And I know how to do it. And his name is Jesus. And he's the only way that we can be truly happy in this world and the next to come is through and by him. Just seek him out right now. I put you a challenge out. If you'll try him, I don't believe you'll ever go back without him. If you get him just to come on you where you can feel him, and you'll say, that's better than anything I've ever felt, and I want more of it. And the only way you get more is to surrender to Jesus and just tell him, I don't want to sin no more. I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to live like you told me. I want to live your word. Present a gospel to people by my life. Be an example of the gospel. And that's what it's about. That's all I want to be. And I pray that God makes you feel that same way tonight. Because he is the reason that we come on. It's what he's done for us, what he's brought us through, where he's carrying us to. It's because we trust him that much. We know that heaven is really going to be heaven. It's going to be better than anything we've prayed. And a place of safety and peace and joy that lasts forever. Please come with us. Please go with us. All you got to do is, Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Take my sins away and write my name in that Lamb's Book of Life. And God, don't ever let me do anything to take my name out of that book again.
Amen.
And just pray that in Jesus' name. He'll be with you, and you'll know he's there.
Yes.
That's the point. You'll be able to tell others, I know I felt the Lord. And that's what really counts, friend, when you know he's with you. Glory to God. All right, Sister Betty, I'm through for the night, I think. I'm getting really old.
Okay. We just appreciate everybody coming on tonight and want to say that we love you. We praise God for you and just tell everybody about the broadcast. Share the broadcast out and hit like for us if you don't mind so we can get the gospel going out to everybody else. And every Monday, Pastor Don Harris is broadcast is on at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So remember that. And it's under Pastor Don Harris. So, and then every Thursday night, me and Timothy and Brother James is on here. So just remember that. We're here from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So everybody pray for this broadcast, and we'll be praying for you guys.
Amen.
And go with God, and he'll go with you.
Yes, he will. All the way.
Okay. Say good night. We love y'all. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night, y'all. Bye-bye, y'all.
Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.